What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Chewing Grounds podcast. Another solo episode. I'm loving these. They're easy. They're quick. Get in, get out, get to talk to the real ones, the ones that actually listen to me. I love you guys so much if you are one of those. Speaking of the ones that are real, shout out to my boy Matt. He just got a new car, joined the Tesla gang. Pretty excited for that. But yeah, let me tell you guys about this past weekend. So pretty much this whole podcast is going to be my experience in New Orleans, New Orleans, Louisiana for the first time. First time that I've gone that far down south, with the exception of like Texas and Florida, which don't count because they're like their own breeds. So let me move this up. There we go. So New Orleans. So we flew in from, I flew in from Charlotte, and I had plans there to, I had a local show me around New Orleans, which was amazing. And I was also going to see Zorn's brother, Nanad, who lives in Baton Rouge, which is where LSU is, which is about an hour out from NOLA. And I was going to go meet his new baby, sweet little Matea. But yeah, so I went out to New Orleans, and the first thing I did, first thing I noticed right off the bat is how not as expensive it is as I thought it was going to be. Because you hear about New Orleans, and you're like, oh, that's a big city, right? In terms of like Mardi Gras and things like that, it's really not that expensive. I think getting drinks there was $10 to $12. Maybe you'll get up to $15, $16 if it's like a cocktail at like a nice place. But that's like the same price as Greensboro, to be honest. Green tea shots, $8 to $10. Literally Greensboro prices. Food, same thing as Greensboro, not too bad. Now we have established Charlotte is more expensive than NOLA. NOLA is also quite dangerous. In my time that I stayed, 3 nights, 4 days, I've witnessed 3 crime scenes. One could have been just like a speeding ticket kind of thing, so it couldn't have been that serious. One was a legit, someone got shot. There was blood on the ground, and people saying, oh my God, somebody got shot. Don't walk there. That's a crime scene. And I'm like, oh, we in New Orleans. But yeah, it was a good time. And the bar scene there is interesting. It's very similar. If I were to describe it in any way, it's people say it's like a ghetto Vegas strip, but no, it's not so much like Vegas. It's more like Charleston. It reminds me Charleston or Orlando, where they block off the area. A lot of people walking around, very similar to Charleston. There's a lot of bachelor parties on Bourbon Street and things like that, but much, 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 much more dirty, very, very dirty. I did get to see Bourbon Street. It was nice. I also got to see where hurricanes were created, the drink, the hurricanes, or like daiquiris, essentially. It's a form of a daiquiri. Well, no, hurricane isn't a daiquiri, but you can get it in a form of a daiquiri. And that is, it was invented in Pat O'Brien's, one of the original spots. And we went there. Pretty cool. Nothing crazy, but interesting little NOLA area, fun, boozy area. A lot of people are fucked up. Some homeless, the streets are fucking trash though, like dirty as fuck. They need to have like double the trash service there or something. Got a lot of seafood while I was there. I got a bunch of oysters. We got a little bit of, it was some type of like gumbo thingy, but it's not gumbo, but it was like a chowderish thing with rice, and it also had crawfish in there, so that was of course critical for me to try. We got brunch. Chicken and waffles there were kind of not that good, kind of mid. I don't think it'll be Greensboro, North Carolina's Dame chicken and waffles. You already know the deal. But yeah, so overall, if I were to break down the experience, food, 7.5, if I were to give it an overall rating. They have amazing seafood. That's where you're going to lean towards. Now, when you go outside of the seafood and traditional New Orleans type of food, it's okay. It's like any other place, like Greensboro. Alcohol, solid. I'm going to give it an 8 because there's a lot of places to drink, and it like not that expensive. I enjoyed that. Bourbon Street was awesome. Also, French Quarter was awesome. I got to experience French Quarter. If you guys didn't know, French Quarter is the French Quarter. No, they had a giant area for the President Jackson. And also, in the French Quarter, if you guys didn't know, New Orleans is home of Café du Monde. De Monde, whatever, the Monde. I got a cup from there. And I didn't put two and two together. Café du Monde is where the French drip coffee that we use in Vietnamese culture of Café Sud at. So whenever you guys see that little orange tin bin with the Café du Monde in it, I went to NOLA and got to go to the OG spots. And everyone hypes up trying the beignets there, which I did get to try. It's really good. It's really good. I don't think it's overrated. I don't think it's underrated. I think it's perfectly rated. A lot of people tell you, hey, you have to try this, and you do have to try it. So I'm not going to say that's overrated. It is, in a way, a very good and soft, condensed version of a funnel cake. Imagine the best funnel cake you've ever had in your life. Now imagine it soft and a bigger, like, piece instead of it being like tiny little funnels. It's a giant like beignet, you know. It was really good. What else was good? Baton Rouge, that experience was awesome. I got to stop by my friend's house, Nanad. Shout out to Nanad and Nina. Great people. Matea too, and Nina's brother and Alexis, his wife. They were so gracious. I was out here thinking that I was out here thinking that they were just gonna, you know, we're gonna have lunch. No, these motherfuckers killed a lamb for us, bro. They cooked us a feast, dude. It was awesome. I got boozy too. We got to try Serbian liquor, which is Rakitic. I don't know how to pronounce it, but that was pretty sick. But yeah, it was good times, and their hospitality was amazing. I got to, what else? Many, many other things. We stayed in a hotel that was really funny. It's called Boomtown. It's about 20, 30 minutes off of Bourbon Street, French Quarter era. But it was so goofy because it's a casino in the water and yet a hotel also connected. So that's very similar to Ozark in a way, which is so fun to see. Yeah, it was a good time. What else did I get to try? Oh, yeah. They have it's called Racetrack. It's kind of like a shitty version of a Sheetz. It's not, actually, I wouldn't even compare it to a Sheetz because they don't have a full-fledged kitchen. Racetrack is more of that similar to like a, Racetrack is like, how do I describe it? Like a Circle K. No, not even a Circle K. Yeah, a Circle K. 7-Eleven in America, I would say. It's not as good as 7-Eleven across overseas because 7-Eleven has like a bunch of actual food. But yeah, it was cool. What else? I noticed that NOLA's bars open really late, but their food don't. It's different. So NOLA bars close at 4 or 5 in their clubs, but their food, they don't have many 24-hour foods or foods open past like 12 besides fast food, of course. And that's unique to me. Greensboro's like that, but Charlotte's not. I know a lot of places in Charlotte you can get pretty bomb food till like 2 a.m., which is pretty clutch. But then again, you're also comparing sizes because Charlotte is twice the size, more than twice the size of NOLA, counting metropolitan size. I don't know. I think growing up, you think of New Orleans, and I thought so many things about it, and when you go there, it's just so different, and so it's got this cute little feel to it. But at the same time, I don't think I could ever live there because one, you're by the swampy swamp, two, it's really trashy, and three, it is very dangerous, and I definitely could not raise kids there. But it makes sense why it's so cheap, because it's of the crime rate, but also because it's cheap. You're also near an area that you can really get fucked up at, which is nice. Like, they have that one giant Bourbon Street, which is, and French Quarter, which is unique to that of like a Greensboro, who we don't really have a strip. We have downtown Greensboro, but it's not nowhere even close to that magnitude. There's not that many people walking out. But yeah, overall fun experience. Trying to think of any other great memories over the weekend. Plenty. You went to a Vietnamese restaurant. That was pretty cool to see. Pretty solid pho. Really good. I got to try this for the first time. Let's see if I can pull up my computer. It was thịt nướng. But it was like gói cuốn thịt nướng. My computer is not working right now. But essentially, it's spring rolls, like Vietnamese spring rolls, except for they put grilled beef in it. Like not normal grilled beef, but like Vietnamese grilled beef. I don't know how to explain it. It has a specific tang to it. You eat this with like rice and eggs usually, but they put it in the spring rolls. That shit tasted so good. Also, I got to try blue crab. I forgot the name of it, but it was like blue crab claws that was dipped in this like Cajun style butter. So freaking good. That was delicious. We did go to the one brunch place that had terrible service. And you know, nothing is sadder than a place that has good vibes but then bad service. Service is so important. I think like if I were to rank the importance of a restaurant, it goes food taste to me. Food taste. Service is second. Ambiance is probably third, aka vibe. Yeah, I think that would be how I rate. Oh, wait, I forgot price. Food taste is number one. I probably put price number two, then service, and then ambiance. I care least about ambiance. If everything else is great, it could be a hole in the wall, and I don't really care. Yeah, that's just how I view things. But yeah, Nola, fun place. I think it's a good place that everybody should see at least once. I would say most people should probably go just one time, and it's enough. Me on the other hand, I'll probably go again just because Nana lives down there, and my friend that showed me a great time. She lives down there. Yeah, overall, great, 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 great experience. I'm trying to think. Where do I want to go next? Where is easy places to fly? Let me see if this connection. Okay, connection's working. Fire. Love that. Love that. All right. Let's look at flights, dude. So let's go NC to. I want to go to Seattle. Let's see. How much is Seattle? Also, let's pick a random day. We'll pick a random week in April. I'm not saying I'd actually go in April, but let's just see how much it is, you know? All right. We got damn, Seattle is kind of expensive. Oh, well, Charlotte's not that bad. Let's see how much Charlotte. All right, so see, oh, you'll be flying Frontier. Hell no, that doesn't count. Oh, so Seattle's actually kind of pricey. Yeah, Seattle with one stop, Seattle's about 360, and that's what's without carry-on. What, you'd have to pay United? What are you doing? Sorry, I use ad block. At that point, I might as well just fly from Greensboro, right? One non-stop. Let's see how much. If it's one non-stop, I'd probably fly Greensboro. Seattle's kind of pricey, bro. Wasn't expecting that. Huh. Also, I flow Spirit. Fun fact about flying Spirit. I'll give you guys a little tip and trick. Is it worth it? If you're going somewhere that is in your coast or your area, aka anywhere from a 2-hour flight or a 2-hour flight, layover 2-hour flight. So like 2 to 6 hour flight, I'm going to say. It's worth it. It's also worth it to get the Savers Club. If you plan on flying more than once a year, then you're technically profiting. The Savers Club, I believe, is, let's see. I don't want to get any facts wrong. Spirit Airlines Savers. So there's Savers Club. I think this is it, right? Yeah, their cost is $70 for a year. And for $70, one trip for me, I saved about $50. I think like $40 to $50 on flights. And Spirit's already cheaper, so you get an extra $40, $50. So if you fly more than once, you'll profit from it. If you don't fly more than once, they're profiting from you. So take it as you will. Again, one shitty thing about Spirit is... it's best for short trips because then you can just bring a book bag, bring a duffel. If you bring one item, personal item, duffels do count as long as they're not massive. They won't care. But if you go, you know, you're bringing two items, that's when Spirit flights become almost the same price as if you were to just fly American or Delta. All right, so interesting. So Seattle is a little bit pricier, $360. I don't think I would go to Seattle then, like, as a quick trip. Where else have I not been? Best cities to visit in the USA. Let's see. All right. Let's see what's on this list. This is based off of U.S. News Travel 2023. I can trust that. Only a year old. All right. New York City. Of course, New York City. I've been there too many times, though. I wouldn't even consider it this year unless something important was coming up or I was invited from, like, with a bunch of friends. But I've been to New York City way, way, way too many times. I'm sure I'll go again. Honolulu. Huh. Wait, let's do NC to Hawaii. I bet you this is going to be expensive. Okay. You know what? I would rather do that than go to Seattle. Pay double the price but get to go to Hawaii. How bad are these flights, though? Let's see. So if you were to fly to... Oh, I like that they did one trip in the next 6 months just to give you an average. 650, 14 hours. So half of the flight time of Vietnam. That's not terrible. I mean, I would be down. It's just a little too expensive for me to just pick. But I'm curious what would be a quick trick stop. San Fran is number three? Oh, I heard that San Francisco is overrated, but interesting. Okay. San Diego, I do know San Diego was pretty sick. I love that it beat out LA now. That's funny. Probably wouldn't want to go there again. It's too far. DC. I mean, I could just drive to DC. You know, I'm curious. How much is it to fly to DC? Let's see. I have yet to go to DC. This is probably going to be my next trip, actually. Oh, so a drive there is 4 hours. Bus there. They don't even have a bus. Let's walk there. Only 104-hour walk to DC. That's nothing, dude. You knock that out. Dude, with my pace, I'm sure I can knock that out in 3 or 4 days. It's like Forrest Gump. Oh, they do have flights. They're hour flights. I mean, I'd probably want my car there. So considering that you'd get to the airport like an hour or two earlier, it's really about the same time. Granted, their traffic's terrible. New Orleans is number six. Wow. NOLA's number six. I will give them the fact that it is pretty inexpensive. Out of all these places, I bet you New Orleans is the cheapest in terms of drinks and food. So yeah, I do get that. Wow, look at that. You guys go, New Orleans. Seattle. Yeah, we just checked that. Chicago. There's a place I would actually want to go because I have not been to. Let's see. How much is Chicago? Chi-town. Look how we're just checking flights together. Chicago is a 12 and a half hour drive. No, I'm just playing. Oh, Charlotte's cheap. No way. That's got to be Spirit or Frontier. Yeah, it's Spirit. Oh, so they do have a lot of Spirit flights. 10 a.m. is not terrible. $100? Dude, Chicago might be the spot. All right, let's say I don't fly Spirit. How much would it be? Let's see out of Raleigh. So 100. I know Raleigh has Breeze now, which is a new airline. If you guys didn't know, Breeze is a new airline that opened up in Raleigh, North Carolina. Okay, so Frontier, 180. So you're still be in that range. If you're jumping out and you go into the Americans, you're going to be spending about 400. That's pretty cheap, though. Chicago, okay. I think this is my... DC and Chicago are my next trips. I do plan on going to DC with my family. Both me and Papa Bear, aka my dad, have not been to DC yet. So want to see that, see the monument and all the little bells and whistles. Charleston, LOL. Shout out Darko. I've been there. Yeah. I can't believe Charleston's over Miami. I'm not a big fan of Charleston. But again, Charleston is also like NOLA. It's just like a beach and cleaner version of NOLA. Miami, been there too many times. Dallas is on here. My friend just recently went. How much is a flight to Dallas? Dallas. All right, this is the last one I'll check. Yeah, 18-hour drive. How long is the walk? If we were to walk, 441-hour walk. That's totally worth it, dude. Wow. I'm actually surprised Dallas is this cheap. And it's a direct flight, but if you're flying 5 a.m., that sucks. And I bet you it'd be even cheaper for me because I have Spirit Savers Club. Wow, that's insane. 5 a.m. is brutal. Actually, that's not brutal because I just sleep when I get to Dallas. I probably just stay up through the night. That's actually not that bad. Even the American flight is 5 a.m. Jesus fucking Christ. All right, interesting. All right, so my next cities that I'm going to travel to that I haven't been to will be either Dallas, probably the least on my list as of the three. So Dallas, Chicago is probably number one on my list, and then D.C., but mainly to go with my family. I definitely want to go to my family, especially because I can just drive there with the Tessie. But yeah, overall, fun experience in NOLA. Yeah, I vlogged it all too, by the way. And speaking of vlogs, last thing I'll leave you guys with, stay tuned because I am almost done with my next big vlog. It's a 40-minute vlog in Vietnam, and I will be posting that tomorrow, most likely. I'm going to edit that later tonight after I work out. But yeah, thank you if you guys listened in. Today we just kind of talked about NOLA and also traveling, but I hope everybody is having a great weekend. I hope you guys all can, you know, plan some time to travel within your guys' year, because traveling, in my opinion, is one of the coolest and funnest experience that we get the luxury of with our current generation of having like airplanes and technology. So why not take advantage of that shit? Send it, and hope you guys have a great week. Bye. See you guys next week.